right. It is my honor and privilege to welcome back Senator Jeff Wilson. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I hear you loud and clear, and you're the best part of my day. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the check cleared, or you've been drinking. Hey, what'd you get for Christmas?
Well, all I got for Christmas, and part of my family, of course, this year, we did something in America, kind of out of America. We took the family to Puerto Rico, you know, somewhat of the 51st state, and we just enjoyed the sun, saw a whole bunch of American flags, and felt good about vacationing there. Had a good time, but there's also no place like home, Johnny.
So we have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. I wanted to get your opinion on this whole sheriff thing. Can you explain what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, it's, and we're not talking about an old Eric Clapton song here. We're talking about a Senate Bill 15974. And let's be really clear what this bill is designed to do. It's going to take a whole bunch of power away from people and mess with our local elected sheriffs. And what it does is this bill creates new requirements for sheriffs, per se, and it would give an unelected, Johnny, we're talking an unelected group of people, a state board, the power to remove a sheriff from office if they don't like the way a particular sheriff is enforcing the law, which very much would make it political and not practical. You know, and I believe that Olympia, the bill in essence says, they don't want you to pick your next sheriff. They don't want to, Olympia wants the right to dictate about sheriff and enforcements. You know, your local sheriff is supposed to represent you, Johnny. Well, us and everybody. Your sheriff isn't there to represent Olympia. So, you know, ultimately, the clear message is we should have tell people we've had enough of Olympia dictating decisions made by law enforcement officials who keep our streets safe. You know, protect and preserve the sheriff process is what we all like. And, Johnny, when I say we all like it, there were over 12,800 people who signed into this bill that said no. And yet we're still moving the bill forward.
You know, I hear a lot of our leadership in the state, more specifically the current governor, talking about our values here in Washington State, and we are a sanctuary state. First, what are our values here in Washington State, and then who said we were a sanctuary state? Nobody asked me.
Yeah, well, you know, this sanctuary state, we hear it a lot. It is actually somewhat codified in law. The problem is that everything we do is supposed to relate to two documents, Johnny. And I mean, there's a favorite in there, but there's two of them. The first one is the Constitution of the United States of America. And the other thing we're supposed to do is pay attention to the Constitution of the State of Washington. And you know, when you run astray of things like that, it gets to be, well, I guess to say it's politically weird, because that's the Bible. That is the document that says these are your instructions to operate power that people give you so that you can serve them. And that's a message that, you know, that's why the constitutions are so cool. But at the same time, Olympia has proven we like to meddle with constitutions, especially our state one, or catch me if you can, if you're meddling with the federal constitution. So I would say that's a core value we're starting to slip away from, Johnny.
Can we do something to where, like, I don't know, every 5 years people get to, like, pick? Do we want to do this or for our state, or do we not?
Well, you're not supposed to, like I say, everything in the Constitution is there, and we have some existing guidelines. What you're kind of seeing is, I believe that the majority Democratic Party is actually looking forward to changing our Constitution, whether it reflects in initiative gathering processes or, you know, the way that sheriffs are, I guess, are managed, or and along back to the sheriffs. Let's never let Olympia own and control our local sheriffs. I mean, God bless our local sheriffs, who really, to me, are police constitutionalists. The men and women that serve us 24 hours a day, This is the coolest thing you get, because sheriffs aren't supposed to be anything other than upholders of the Constitution and not played with by majority parties. It's supposed to just be retained by the voters. What a great concept, huh, Johnny?
Right. Hey, let's talk about some of the bills you're working on.
Well, there's a lot of bills I'm working on, and I always appreciate it. You're really, really good. You always ask that of me. But don't forget, I hope we have time on your show to talk about bills I'm working against. So the bills I'm working on, a lot of them are common to our friends in the Grays Harbor area, such as sea lion control. I have a bill that's intended to deal with those pesky predators that have kind of taken over where they're non-natively supposed to be, like the Stellar or California sea lion that you would see in Westport, for example, or coming up the mouth of any of our rivers. And this bill says we need to fund to get the resources so that our state agency, Department of Fish and Wildlife, can go out and do their job. It's like a license to cull. Our state agency has a license to cull, and let's call it what it is, a license to remove sea lions. The problem is the state agency is saying they don't have enough money. And Olympia has been telling everybody for a few years they don't have any money. So this bill says, let's do a GoFundMe. A little embarrassing, Johnny. Yes, it's a GoFundMe account, but it says when you go to renew your marine vessel registration, you know, your registration for your boat, your sailboat, your jet ski, you can at that time at the counter voluntarily make an additional contribution, call it a donation, of your choice that will go direct into a fund that will give no excuses for the state agency to say we got no money to go buy this equipment to do the job to balance the predation of sea lions. They're not cute and cuddly anymore to me, Johnny.
Right.
They eat too much fish.
And I know they've been breaking into like bait tanks and doing all sorts of damage to the docks and to our boats and hurting our fishermen.
Yeah, you know, and the argument isn't a good argument to not. We do need to manage certain parts of our, I guess, our food chains. We're not playing godlike here. What we're doing is we've known that the sea lions, for example, the lower Columbia River at time around the Cowlitz River would only be a handful. And the Cowlitz River being off the Columbia, of course, now there are 5,000 sea lions enjoying and feasting on smelt runs, salmon runs, and they're not native, Johnny. It doesn't, it just doesn't make any sense for Olympia to tell everybody, oh, we love fish. We want to protect. We want to make it so that there's fish for all. You know, salmon and good tasty dinners like that. But nope, the only one getting fat off all this diet is sea lions. And we know they're out of control. Don't want to argue science on the radio, Johnny, because it's been proven it's time to do proper pinniped, we call them, population management. And so I'm really excited about that. That bill is going to move along this year. But, you know, it's just one of many things. So if are any sea lions listening, Johnny, I hope they're getting the word out that we're finally going to stand up to them, okay?
That's adorable. Nobody's listening. But, hey, it's a quarter after. We have one more segment talking with Senator Jeff Wilson here. All right, we're talking with Senator Jeff Wilson. We have a short session going on now. Okay, free fuel. How come I don't get free fuel because I don't have an electric car?
Well, Johnny, there may be two things. Obviously, if you don't have an electric car, you're not going to get free electricity. And if you're not special enough to even get that car, maybe there's two things against you. But essentially what I'm telling here and your listeners is I have a bill this year. It's Senate Bill 5750. And it sets a really important stage, Johnny, because think of this. Of all of the state of Washington-owned facilities, say like the Capitol campus here, where I'm talking to you from right now, these big parking lots that the state owns, and there's a whole bunch of electric vehicle charging stations dotted around the Capitol campus. And, by the way, at many other facilities that the state owns or leases all across Washington State. And funny thing is, they put in these very expensive charging stations, but they don't charge for it. So essentially, the state of Washington seems to be so in love and have chosen electric vehicles at their state facilities. They're the special car child that they don't charge users for electricity. So think about all the workers that come to work this morning. This Monday morning, we came to the Capitol and we parked our cars and we went into our work. But if you have an electric vehicle, you can bring that car to work and charge it, and the state of Washington won't charge you any fee for that. And it's ironic because nobody gets free gas, gasoline, or diesel for their cars, but Washington seems to think that this is such a great thing to do and that we want everybody to do it. They're giving away your resources because they don't charge for that. It's not like you plug your electric car in and some meter starts and you got to pay like topping off your gas tank you would at a gasoline station. And for the viewers that listen well, the listeners to your show, Johnny, they should know that every year I have an electric car, but yet I voluntarily write a check to the Department of Treasury because there's no way I'm going to feel guilty for essentially getting free fuel at your expense. And it's, what's wrong with this? All the headlines will warn you what a budget crunch we're in or a budget crisis. We don't have enough money. That's the saying here in Olympia. Well, it would help if we just didn't give it away because there are 1,000 cars plus per day in Washington State. If they're electric, they get a plug-in for free. And I think that is a really a basic insult to all the other people that have to pay for gas and diesel to come to the same place I work in, and we're giving the special privileges to electric vehicle owners. And you don't even have to work here, Johnny. If you see a space and you live down the street, hey, you can just bring your car down here at night and charge for free. Who does this?
Wow.
Well, Olympia's doing it.
Of course. They just passed the highest tax increase in state history last session, right?
Yeah, and you know, but obviously we may have taxed you people, our people, every people on record levels. But if you think about the common sense, this is how we're managing your money. We want more from you, but when it comes to electric vehicles that get free fuel, we simply just want to give that away. So how can we cry the blues when we're just spoiling our favorite car child, the electric vehicle? I say, like I operate, why don't we make the game a playing level field where gas and diesel and electric vehicles all pay a fair share for roads and for fuel and taxation? But Washington State is just giving this away. I know nobody really knows of it because I didn't either until I started asking questions, Johnny. But again, I'm using my hard-earned salary, and I do pay for it. I may be the only one, but shame on us for insulting voters and crying the blues when we just seem to want to be the Santa Claus when it comes to electric vehicles.
Do you want to talk more about bills you're working on or bills you're working against?
Well, you know, that's a good point. When I became an elected public servant to the community there, you know, you've got to be able to play both sides. And I'm not necessarily political. I'm talking about strategy. You have to either get a good bill or make good bills, or you have to defeat or kill bad bills. And we're hearing of a really big tsunami-type bill coming of an income tax. You know, it's been talked about. The Democrat majority leaders have already said it's coming, an income tax. And for your listeners, the income tax is allowed. You can, in fact, have an income tax in Washington State. The problem is our Constitution says it must be uniform. And the majority Democrat Party simply would like to say, no, we're just going to go after rich people. Just the millionaires, and that's why the word on the street is this is just a millionaire's tax against those super rich. Well, I'm going to argue maybe we should all go back and reread the state constitution that prohibits an income tax unless it's uniform. So you can't have a tax, I guess, in essence, against the rich unless you uniformly tax everybody else. So if the income tax does get to the goal line this year, I just better tell everybody that's listening today, get ready, because that and they will not stop. That tax, if it sticks, it will come back in the form for the next few years with additional taxes to everybody else's tax bracket. You know, because if you're not a millionaire, I guess you're just like us, Johnny, regular people. I assure your listeners, they will come after regular people. This is the worst bill in a time when we just raised taxes. It shows Olympia's greed. How much do you want? Well, Olympia obviously wants as much as you can give, and then a little bit more. And for those reasons, that so far is my number one bad bill of the session. But the problem is, it's the sneaky bill. They said it's coming. They promised it's coming. Johnny, we haven't even seen it yet. And that should be the scary part for your show today. That means that the skullduggery of their actions, their majority party, means they'll probably drop it at the very last minute when you can drop a bill. It'll come at the midnight hour to drop the bill to shorten the distance, to rile up your listeners, to tell them to call Olympia and tell them, oh no, we don't want an income tax. So that I believe this is all done by design, Johnny. And, you know, I don't want to start your Monday out with depressing, but if we know the truth, well, at least we can fight back and get to happy times.
Right.
By knowing.
You know, I mean, okay, we've had taxes raised, permits increased, fees increased, or just created new fees and new permit requirements over the last 20-plus years, and then they have the audacity to blame the bad orange man for it.
Yeah, you know, for everybody that can hear this message loud and clear, blaming the president, his name is Donald Trump, but blaming our president for our fiscal woes, is not only irresponsible, it's almost concocted, it's made up, because simply we're the one last year that taxed at the highest levels in history with those fees, as you mentioned, and then something happened, Johnny. Just a few weeks ago, we had a bunch of flooding. Come on, everybody. We can remember just a few weeks ago, it was really wet here in Washington. Record floods, lots of damage, and we didn't leave any money left in our budget for things like this that happened to our people. You see how wrong it is? When you spend every dime you have or money you don't have, you've got little or nothing left to do the business you're supposed to do. So I'm not going to buy it. I will not buy it that this is all the president's fault. In fact, it's not the president's fault. It is the way that we manage your money. And I expect us, I always dream, Johnny, I dream of an Olympia that will really take consideration on proper, adult, mature management of your money. Your taxes that we collect, instead of spending away and going down sanctuary status type policies that the governor even has in his budget, we need to do better because, Johnny, how much more money you got to give to us?
Boy, oh boy. And then I hear all the millionaires are going to be moving out.
Well, it's a funny thing is, you know, I gotta remind everybody, no, I don't know Jeff Bezos. I know he's incredibly wealthy, but when we did the capital gains, which is a form of an income tax a few years ago, oh, absolutely. Mr. Bezos is one of the first to go. And, you know, he's in a league of his own. But it's not uncommon nowadays to people to amass some form of wealth. It's an expensive state to live in, of course. But remember, when you get to be that rich, Johnny, you can hire a moving van. You can leave. You have the resources. And that puts the rest of us that cannot, or we may feel trapped, like we got to stay here and get through this and, you know, feed our family. The average millionaire, of course, has flexibility and will probably just say goodbye to the evergreen state. I know. I don't know. I'm not a billionaire. And I wish I had that, that choice, but that's not what this is about. This is about Olympia starting at the top, they're saying, to do the Robin Hood mentality. But believe me, I don't think we should trust us. I know for a fact we will be headed down, and to tax everybody is the end of the game for them.
Yeah, it's usually target the evil rich people, and then they lower the threshold. Well, it's a million or more. Now it's 500,000 or more. Now it's 50,000 or more. Now it's 34,000 or more. But anyway.
Yeah, you know, the middle class, you know, the middle class may not have any class left. I mean, I don't mean it the way I said it. I mean, just our numbers, because the burden gets placed when every time you do something like this. And, you know, Johnny, I really think that Olympia should go back to school. I don't know whether it's grade school, maybe high school, but take some money management classes. And when are we finally going to start to manage other people's money as if it was our own, so we could take it more seriously instead of just spending away?
Hey, Mr. Wilson, Senator, hey, thanks for spending time with me. We got to do it again because I have so many other questions for you. So we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you much. See you soon.
Good luck. Keep fighting the good fight.